Ted Hubish, are you awake? I'm here with your podcast. Now, where could he be? Do you know where he could be? Oh, I stepped on him!
Oh my god, Elise, why'd you do that?
I'm sorry.
I was sleeping on the floor, on the cold wood floor like I always do. What are you doing? What are you doing in my house?
Well,
to be fair, this isn't my house. This is just a place I found. I just wanted to slumber for a second. A hot second. What's up?
Ted, we need to do the podcast.
Oh, okay, sure, I can do that. I always love to do that. Here, one sec. Would you mind, telling me the time?
It's May.
Oh, it's May. Wait a second. I thought it was April.
No, it's, May 11th.
So, wait a second. Are you telling me that we haven't recorded the podcast in a month? Well, also, less importantly, I've been asleep for a month since I've been in this downtrodden shack on the wrong side of town, and I decided to take a nap.
Both are correct.
So, Elise, why did we let this happen?
You said that you needed to sleep for a month after finals.
Yes, but it was also during finals.
You needed to sleep through finals also.
Okay, so I missed finals, didn't I?
Well, I hope not. I think you passed.
So, that's my own stuff. I'm gonna try to get some money, have some money, trade some hands, see if I can get myself some A's again. But, in the meantime, I guess our podcast is back. Recording from this downtrodden shack, you gotta get yourself back to Maine, don't you?
I'm already back.
So wait, no, how are you in this shack though? Wait, am I in the woods? Am I in Maine?
Yep.
Oh no,
I gotta live in shacks in the woods.
Oh, okay. Well, this one seems like a lot. This one seems like close to an outhouse.
That's not very off point for Maine.
Okay, fair. But hey, it's Maine, close to an outhouse. So I gotta get myself back to Cleveland. But in the meantime, I think we have an episode ready for everybody. We have an episode we recorded earlier that we can post right here, can't we?
We do. Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, so while I'm on the road back to Cleveland, we'll play this episode here. So here is
Have a Listen.
Yes, Have a Listen. This is episode 21. I don't know what the name is. You'll see in the episode title. See you in a bit. Hello, everybody, and welcome to WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research. I'm your co-host, WikiTwin, Theodore Hubish.
I'm your co-host and WikiTwin, Elise, who doesn't have a longer name, it's just Elise, there's nothing more to it, Gianna Tazio.
You said there's nothing more to it, but then you added on your big honkin' last name, which I'd say is more to it.
It's enough. Yeah, my parents were gonna name me, I think it was Alexandria.
Oh my god, and then it would have been full of a Gianna Tazio.
Yeah, Alexandria Gianna Tazio. Can you imagine? Like, oh, actually, the other day, some lady was like, can I have your last name? And I was like, Gianna Tazio. And she was like giving me attitude. And she was like, just your last name, honey. And I'm like,
oh my god,
that's just my last name, honey.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why was she giving you tude?
I don't know. Maybe she was having a bad day.
Where was this?
Where was it? Oh, I think it was at the bank or something.
What?
It was really weird. Yeah. I don't, yeah. But a lot of people say
that's
that.
That's a tell we're telling you.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that to me, actually. Everyone's like, so your last name is Tazio. And I'm like, no.
What?
The whole thing is Gianna Tazio.
That's stupid.
I think they think my first name is Gianna and the last name is Tazio. But no, that's just the whole last name.
Why would you just have a name that's just Tazio? That's stupid. I'm insulting everybody who has a last name Tazio here, by the way.
Yeah, do you know what Tazio means?
No.
This is actually very fascinating.
Let me know.
So the first half of Gianna Tazio, the Gianna, is God's beloved child. That's what it means. The last half, Tassios, because they cut off a whole bunch of letters when we went through Ellis Island, means...
They only cut out one letter for me. The C. H-E-V-I-S-C-H. But they thought, hey, that's not American enough.
Yeah. But the Tazio actually means to be immortal. Or actually, like, the act of being immortal. Because the real translation is soldier rising from the battlefield.
Yeah.
So when you smush them together... Our last name means God's beloved immortal.
Jesus.
So you're in the presence of greatness, my
Well,
friend.
I mean, you know that theater means gift of God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the original Greek? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My last name's Greek.
Well, my first name's Greek.
What's your last name? Isn't it?
It's some sort
Danish?
Of Slavic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's some sort of Slavic. I don't know. They flubbed up all the immigration records.
Yeah, they messed that up.
I don't
real
know.
Good.
So I don't know. There's probably more Hebrews. Like they probably figured it out.
Oh, I looked your name up. Okay, sorry.
What? What?
Have you ever looked up the name service? Like who has your name?
No, I haven't.
There are actually several Ted Hebrews.
What?
Guess how many Elise
I am panicking right now, Elise. I've built my whole personal brand around me being the only Ted Hubish and being a singular good boy. What's
I'm
up?
I'm sorry. Didn't I send
Where's
you a screenshot?
Where's the more Ted Hubishes that I can fight?
Didn't I send you a screenshot?
Maybe.
Hold on. How many people have my name?
That was...
How many of me? Oh, yeah, it was on the census. Was it on the census?
Where were you during the 2000 census? That's a question, Elise.
Ted. I spelled your name Yed.
Always gets ignored. Mm-mm.
What?
Nothing.
Where was I during the census?
The 2000 dead? Census. You were not dead during the 2000 census.
Three? Four?
That doesn't answer my question, but okay, I'll take it.
Oh, guess what? You're the only Ted Hubish in the United States.
Where are there other Ted Hubishes?
I don't know. I looked on a world thing, and it said that there were several.
One of them lived in Cleveland. There's one that lived in Cleveland and died in 2009.
Oh, name statistics. Wait, no, that's not what I don't remember where I was. I thought I sent you a screenshot of it. There were only two people in the world that had my name.
Are you gonna fight her?
I'm gonna fight her.
Why? Can't we all be friends?
No. She stole my name.
She didn't steal it. She used to have it.
Well, it's a little different because she's a double N, Gianna Tazio, and I'm a double T.
Well, that's not the same name, and you should leave her alone.
It's almost my same name, so I have to fight her.
At any rate, we should explain what this podcast is.
Oh,
so,
right.
On this podcast, me... Elise, okay, no, I almost said me, Elise. I'm not Elise. I'm definitely not Elise.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry, you're not. Whoa, that was weird. So, what we do on this podcast, we hang out, we surf Wikipedia looking for random articles. We have a conversation about it. We just hang out, have a good time, and have some cool knowledge placed
cool
in our
brains. Cool knowledge. That's the name of my Jamaican snow... dog movie.
It's in Snow Dog. Snow Dog?
Snow Dog.
Snow Doge.
No. Snow Dog. No, well, I'm talking about the movie Cool Runnings. But there's also... Well, that's the Cool Runnings is the one about the Jamaican bobsled.
Oh, I'm thinking of Hoot. About the animal rescue.
I was thinking about the movie Snow Dogs.
I was...
Which has only a little bit to do, which is...
We're going real off the rails.
At any rate, yes, no. Oh, God, Elise, you look exhausted.
It's the end of the semester, so we're struggling a little bit. Mm-hmm. By we, I mean... Well, actually, both of us.
Yeah, both of us. Come on.
But yeah. It's good. It's a good struggle, but there is a lot of struggle.
That's a good way to put it, I think. Do you want to go into a new article?
Let's go.
ATOM TV series. ATOM, which stands for Alpha Teens on Machines, is a French action animated television series produced by SIP Animation. The series focuses on the adventures of five teenagers in the fictional location, Landmark City. The eponymous Alpha Teens... Dang, those are Alpha Teens. I can't even compare. Look at that picture.
Good thing we're not teens anymore.
I guess that's true. I could kick them in the face and steal their lunch money. That's what you're allowed to do when you become a college student, right?
Oh,
you kind of go up the money? You go up the hierarchy. You get to be a bully and nobody cares.
I care. Keep our streets safe. My boys out there keeping the streets safe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh my god.
What?
I passed out for a second. Hold up. Okay. The eponymous Alpha Teens, which consist of Axel Manning, the main character, Catalina Leone, Ray Kingston, Zach Hawks, and Ollie Sharker, test prototype vehicles and weapons for Lee Industries. Wow, what a name, guys. And use these prototypes to combat criminals, particularly the sadistic, that's a weird word for Wikipedia, Alexander Payne.
Oh, can I just point out that they have its own comic book from Panini Comics.
Aw.
Do they press their comics? That'd be good.
I think that's probably why they named it that. Because they're a comic
Panini
press.
Panini Press!
Because they're a comic press. Hold up.
I want a Panini. I'm so hungry.
Hey, wait, no. It's an Italian comic book publisher, division of Panini Group.
Panini.
Okay, then maybe I was wrong. Well...
The Panini Brothers!
The Panini Brothers, who's
founded it in 1961!
Panini Group. I wish I was a part of something called the Panini Group. Let's go back to Atomic... Okay. Let's go back to Alpha Teens on Machines, because that's very funny. So... Yeah, no, this just, like, it looks like... Yeah, no, it was on the air from 2005 to 2007. It really looks like a mid-2000s animated series. Very, like, hey, we can use Flash now. nice. Shark, Hawk, Axel King, and Lioness. That's the teens.
Oh, the teens.
Oh, those teens. Jeez Louise. The characters of ATOM Wikipedia page, the list of characters, is way longer than it should be.
Yeah,
or maybe it's
like,
just long enough. It seems like it's more for a French Canadian animated television series from the mid 2000s that I don't think anybody's heard.
There's
about.
Like a detailed description for each little guy.
Jimonies. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, it came out on Prime in 2016.
That's Amazon Prime, but I don't know about that.
We can hang out on Prime, watch some Atomic Teens on Machines. Not Atomic. What is the A?
Alpha Teens
Alpha.
On Machines.
Alpha, the Omega, and everything in between.
Everything in between.
Oh, those teen jokes keep coming.
What can I say? I'm an alpha teen on a machine.
I love my teen jokes.
What's your favorite teen joke?
My favorite teen joke was my life. Oh, that was...
Oh, my God. Elise, I can tell that you're only, like, half here. That was still good.
Thanks.
Also not good. I'm concerned. I'll talk to you after the show.
No, I'm good. No, well, actually, this kind of, like, is a good segue. So I went out for my birthday.
Yeah.
With, seven men. Like, it was me, a female with seven guys that I went out to dinner with.
Okay.
Actually, this is a great segue. And the wait staff, I think, was very confused as to why I was the only girl with all of these men who, like, you know, like, were just my friends. And so I think they thought I was in, like, some sort of harem or something. Literally for every time they came to, like, take our drink order or our food order or whatever, they would send a different person from the wait staff. We did not have the same, like, person twice. And I think it was because they were all trying to check us out and see why I was one single girl with seven men. And I was like... these are my seven dwarves, which is probably, like, not the correct thing to say.
Did you actually say that?
No, I mean, I think, I don't think they heard. One? No, they didn't ask, but we were joking. It was like, I'm Snow White, and these are my seven dwarves. But I just have a lot of friends who are guys.
Sure.
And I was thinking about why this was, and do you want to hear a sad story?
What's up?
So I figured out why I, like, only hang out with guys now, and it's because, okay, we're going all the way back to fifth grade. So so this was my birthday in fifth grade, and I invited everyone in my fifth grade class. Well, not everyone, only the girls, you know, because back then, you know, if you had a sleepover, no boys allowed, you know.
Yeah.
So, and there were a couple girls who were, like, the popular girls who, like, definitely thought they were too cool for me. And originally they said no, that they weren't going to come to my birthday party. And I was like, okay, I didn't want you anyway. But then they were like, actually, we will come. And I was like, oh, all right, come over to my house. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, dressed up. I had, like, a brand new shirt on. It had butterflies. I had bright blue pants on because it was, like, early 2000s, and that was still cool. And they came over.
I mean, you could argue that it's cooler with an older age group now.
Yeah. Well, that could be true. So they came over, and we were playing Truth or Dare. And one of the popular girls dared me to wear the same outfit for a month.
That is surprisingly, like, advanced gag for fifth grade. That's wild. That's excellent. Nice work.
And so I was like, yeah, I'll do it because you're like,
hey, be a cartoon character for a month.
Because I, like,
be an alpha teen on a machine.
Yeah, I, like, loved that outfit. And My very best friend came over to me, and she was like, you know they dared you to do that because they think your clothes are really ugly. And I was, like, so upset because I thought these girls were, like, my friends. And, like, they had been telling me, like, oh, my gosh, you look so good today or whatever. And I was like, hell yeah, I look good today. I'm wearing my butterflies, wearing my bright blue pants.
You got it. You're rocking it.
Yeah, I was like, so, and then they did that, and I was like, oh, what? How dare you? And then that's when I went to my local tech deck dealer and bought a bunch of tech decks.
Wait.
And then I was like, I'm going to hang out with boys.
Oh, okay, there we go. I was wondering, like, what? Whoa, where's tech deck in there?
Did you ever play with tech deck?
I totally did, but I never bought any of my own. I just got the one. I just stole the ones from my friends.
Oh, I bought my very own.
So, what were tech decks again?
Oh, right. For people who don't know what tech decks are, they were little tiny skateboards, like really tiny, like fit in your hand skateboards that people would, you know, ride around with their fingers.
Just little,
like,
toy ones you can do tricks with.
Yeah. So then you would, like, flip them through your fingers and, like, you know, it was, like, the cool thing to do if you were, you know, in that age, basically, like, middle school and under.
For where I was, it was mostly Heelys.
Mm. Yeah, we had Heelys too.
Well, okay. I'm not saying, I'm just saying that's just what was a big thing.
Oh, tech decks and RuneScape. Yeah, I got some tech decks and I made a RuneScape account, and I was like, I'm going to hang out with boys now because girls are stupid and they don't like my butterflies. Yeah, and so that's when, I think that was definitely, like, the catalyst. I was like, wow, these girls can pretend to be my friends and pretend to do all this stuff and then talk about being behind my back and actually tell everyone else that they don't like me and that they don't like what I wear or what I do and they think I'm weird. Nice. Like, you know. Also, living in Maine, there aren't many friends to choose from.
Sure.
You know, because there aren't many people around.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I thought, no offense to any Lake Region kids who are listening to this, I think the guys are much friendlier and nicer than a lot of the girls there. I'm not saying that every girl was, like, mean or whatever, but we had a lot of catty girls. I was just not into that.
Sure.
So I'm just like, I'm out to dinner with my seven dwarves, my seven dudes. And also, it's really weird. It's like, we've all been, like, conditioned so that I walk in the middle and they walk in, like, a pack around
me. That's wild.
Yeah.
You guys might want to That gives off a weird impression.
I know, yeah. One time we went to a trampoline park, and I was like sitting off to the side because I'd gotten out in dodgeball. We were playing trampoline dodgeball, and the like not a lifeguard, like the equivalent of a lifeguard for a trampoline park. She comes over to me and she was like, "So which one are you dating?" And I'm like, "Oh, none of them. Like they're all just my friends." And I was there with like 12 guys, and she was like, "Oh." Okay, like she just like walked away, and I don't know. I guess people think that's really weird, but I just have my guy gang, my gang.
Conversely, in high school, I mostly hung out with the girls.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured that would be the case.
Where do you get that impression from, though?
I don't know. I guess it's because you remind me a lot of my brother, and he has a girl gang. It's really interesting. I had a guy gang. He has a girl gang.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, no, like there weren't. Oh God. There still probably aren't, but there are always like more girls, guys at my school than girls. Yeah. But basically, in my grade, there were maybe like three or so guys in our group, in our lunch table group. That was basically like our hangout group, and like it was like comprised of basically all the girls in the class.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wow. Yeah.
So that was just like it, you know. It was mostly like I think everybody there was involved in the theater, but except for me. I was involved in tech.
Tech.
Yeah. But like, love God, like, did I ever, I don't think I told this on the show, but I thought about doing theater. I wish I had done theater in high school, but I thought about doing it, I had thought about doing it, and then, But then I noticed that while there was a show going on, everybody at my lunch table would just get like mean.
Oh, yeah.
And so I decided, I don't want to be mean. I'm not gonna do theater.
Oh, little teddy bitch.
And I was just like, oh man.
I loved theater.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Yeah, when you get... We had, like, Saturday practices, and then we would be during the week till, like, 9 or 10 p.m., and then we would be there on Saturdays, and it was a lot. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You were grumpy. Yeah. You know? But I would not ever change that.
Theater drama.
I did 8 shows...
Yeah?
During my high school experience.
Seriously?
They're the best. Yeah, I did.
I get time for 8 shows. Oh, 2 shows a year?
Yeah, one in the fall, one in the spring.
Okay. Yeah, no, that we had a play at the and a musical every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that I know at other schools that did like 3 shows a year. They would do like fall, winter, and spring, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, I became like, oh God, I did like tech for like 2 years, and I became like more respected than one of my friends who've been doing it for like all the whole of high school.
Really?
I don't even know why. He was just the spot. He was the spotlight operator. And people were just like, people were such dicks to him.
Oh, no.
He hardly did anything wrong.
Oh, buddy.
It was kind of funny, though. okay, so what's the nug we can get out of this? What can we look up after this? What we do on the show is that we do a random article, and then we find something to look up on Wikipedia afterwards from the conversation that comes out.
The Fiddler on the Roof.
I don't know if we can exactly link The Fiddler on the Roof so well with that.
I was just thinking that I was in Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay, exactly. Ooh, Elise, I want you to get sleep after this.
I can't. I have too much work.
Ah!
I'm dying. There's too much of it. Please help me.
So something hormonally charged.
Hormonally?
I don't know if that was the right way to put it. I was thinking like teens and hormones.
Girls versus boys. Oh, did you ever, do you know that show where it was like where they redesigned the bedrooms? Boys versus girls. Like,
no.
It was like they went into a neighborhood. We just watched this in my writing for TV class because my professor had worked on the set.
Oh, okay.
It was basically like they would take a weekend. They would take either, yeah, like two siblings, like a boy and a girl. And then the girl would design the brother's bedroom for, like, you know. And then the brother would design the sister's bedroom. And, like, they would be, like, wild. Like, there would be, you know, if the boy liked cars, it would be, like, you would have a car bed and, like, the whole thing's a racetrack. And, like, you know, and it was, like, wild. Yeah. And they actually, like, built the bedroom. And then, you know, and then there would be, like, the girl, like, she loves horses. Like, let's put a horse.
An actual horse.
Yeah, just the
horse. An actual horse is your bed now, Cindy. Yeah.
So we
I thought you liked horses, Cindy. I've got you an actual horse you have to sleep on every night.
Yeah, but I forget. And then they did it with
parents. It's only for sleeping on. You can't take it out of your room, Cindy. You have a horse for a bed now.
Well, and then they did the same thing with the parents, where it would be like the neighbors' houses. Like, you would redesign your neighbor's kitchen, and then the neighbors would design your kitchen. And we were watching the bad reactions of people who didn't like what the other one had designed. And I think it would be really funny to, like, react to that at some point. But this is a podcast. Actually, I don't know where I'm going with this. I just thought it was really good.
Do you want to look up that show?
Yeah. That's okay, what I want.
What show is it? What show is it?
I think it's called Boys vs. Girls, but I'm not sure. Like, something like Design Challenge.
Trading Spaces. Okay, I know that show.
I got it here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, when we were also watching it, because it's coming back.
Really?
Okay. The TV.
Do it. Say, you go ahead with this, Elise.
Two neighbors, 48 hours.
Hold up.
$1,000.
Read this. Go on to the screen share.
Oh, right, I was on my own. Trading Spaces. The Boys versus Girls. Was an American 2003 reality television series spinoff.
Television.
Series spinoff of the home redecorating series Trading Spaces, hosted by Diane Mizzotta. During the fourth season, Chuck Curow hosted 7 episodes until the show ended in 2005.
Chuck really
fucked up. Yeah. In each episode, two friends, ranging in ages 8 to 14, redecorate each other's bedrooms in themes relating to the other's tastes and hobbies.
They're no longer friends at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
They're also longer 8 to 14.
There are only 7 episodes? I feel like there were more.
I don't think so. I don't think that's right. No, there's 4 seasons, 46 episodes. Where are you reading 7 episodes?
Oh, just Chuck hosted 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Chuck. Ugh. Chuck.
Chuck.
Wow. Wait, let's go down.
Okay, it was on Discovery Kids Network.
I like how it's versus. Justin versus Megan.
Oh, that's the name, name of the episodes. Our name versus name. Oh my god. Garrett versus Danielle.
Mark versus Taylor.
Nat versus Nikki.
Burnsy versus Shannon.
What kind of name is Burnsy? Okay, I'm gonna look up the name Burnsy. We're going on
Let's
this
get
now.
The origin We're on this track. Story.
Well, first off, we have an Urban Dictionary result for Burnsy, a water pipe cone. Consisting primarily of tobacco with very little cannabis present. Originated from the Simpsons episode where Monty Burns, that's Mr. Burns, appears holding a water pipe, saying only that he had been smoking harmless tobacco smoke. Oh, those Simpsons.
Oh, man.
What's up?
No, I'm just saying the Urban Dictionary mug thing, I think it's funny.
Oh, yeah, no.
Where I feel like it would be so bad.
You could buy a custom mug with the Urban Dictionary. Where it's not. It doesn't even look, it looks bad, though.
Burn sesh? I don't think we want to look that up.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Goodbye. Okay, I'm not, wait, okay.
Burnsy
name. Wait, hold up. Okay, where's Burnsy as a name? Where can you find
name that? Meaning ancestry.com.
Okay. Well, the Burnsys came here from England in 1873.
Wow. But that was a first name.
Yeah, it was a first name, wasn't it?
Why do you name your child?
There's 100% of Burnsies are watchmen, railway watchmen. I don't know why it says...
I think there's only one Burnsy.
Are you sure? Well, maybe. Who knows?
From 1880 federal census data.
Okay.
Who did that?
That wasn't me. That was outside. Where is the name Bernsey?
Meaning?
Oh, there's a lot of names like Bernsey here.
Emotional definition of Bernsey. This is crazy. Oh, just kidding. That's an ad. That's an ad.
Are you sure it's an ad?
This is crazy. Thousands have this priceless gift but never discover it. Only a few know their name's true essence, discover your name's hidden meaning. Yeah, it's an ad.
Now, back to the personality analysis of Bernsey.
Wait, this is personality analysis?
Hold up, let's see. This life number fits people who are independent, autonomous, or even self-taught.
Wow.
Daily routines and obligations don't fit you well because of a desire to live life on your own terms.
I wonder what his bedroom looked like.
Bernsey's? Oh, God. What do you think Bernsey was into? I think he really liked...
Tonka trucks.
No, hold up.
Okay.
He really liked... I mean, he liked dinosaurs, but he didn't love them. He said he liked them once, but that's the only thing that... That's the only thing that his parents ever paid attention to.
Oh no!
They kind of latched onto that, like, oh yeah, you like dinosaurs.
Oh, that poor man.
And so the sister, that's what they told the sister to do. The sister knew better, but she felt like pressure. She was obligated to.
Oh.
And no. Then the kid went like, I like this.
This is a sad story.
I mean, the kid ended up being moderately happy. He liked dinosaurs.
This is like when I was 10 years old, and I had dolphin wallpaper put up, and then a year later, I was like, oh no, I have dolphin wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Did I have anything like that? I didn't have dolphin wallpaper. Did I have anything that I thought I liked, and my parents latched on to, and then I, like, stopped liking it, like, the week after? No, I had a pretty good childhood.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, I liked my dolphins, but mm-hmm. then, you know, you start getting to be a teen, #teen, and you're like, oh no, I have dolphins.
Mm-hmm. I just had beige walls my whole childhood.
How'd you like that?
I wasn't huge on it. I had some nice art on my walls. That was alright.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I had some pandas.
My parents and I got really into watching HGTV.
Yeah.
So when I was like 16, we repainted my room. And so now I have a lime green accent wall with three blue walls. Because you always need an accent wall for your room.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait to paint my place in the Cleveland apartment. Ooh.
Oh, the Cleveland one?
Yeah, that still needs to be painted.
Nice. What color are you going to pick?
Well, actually, I might just go with a more... Like, just a more white, because I was, because I wanted to have, because it's kind of an off-white right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to have, I thought the style I really like was, white and, like, white room with orange stuff.
Oh.
Or, actually, I could have some accents. I could have the molding be orange, and I could have, like, the window panes be orange. That'd be nice.
Right.
Yeah. I'm already getting my stuff in there. I have some orange sheets. Not sheets, orange blankets. Orange blanket.
Hell yeah.
However, on the orange blanket, it's that the fuzz gets stuck on everything.
Oh, so I brought back some
underwear.
Orange.
I brought back some underwear. It was covered in orange fuzz.
Good.
Yeah.
It'll be soft.
It was great. I have a cool orange lamp. Yeah, I have like a, it's like a little like table lamp. That's like, it's an orb
with
a bulb in it.
I love that.
And, like, you can... It's so good, though. And it's, like, freaking... It has, like, a... I'll have to get a picture of it, but it's, like, held by, like a C
mm-hmm.
around it. And it's, like, orange. It's, like, bright orange.
Ooh,
it's
that so, like, cool.
It's groovy.
Groovy.
That's all the orange stuff I have so far. I haven't really gotten to, like, open the pile yet. But, yeah, that's basically... That's the bottom line, you know? Utch, you want to wrap up this episode? You're yawning.
I am yawning. It's only 8 o'clock and I'm dead.
All right, everybody. So that's been WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research. Bit of a low-energy show today, I think, but I think it's all right. A bit of a change of pace. This show is produced by our wonderful producer, Emily Wiki Wrangler Walborn. Audio engineering is not done by Greg Farrington.
No way, Jose.
You're not even coming close to our show, Greg. You're fine. You're fine in person. I'm just saying, I'm protective.
You can follow us at WikiQuest on Facebook and Twitter. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes or what other podcast platform you like better. Platform. It's good. Mm-hmm. Yes, also our site is wikiquestshow.org. You can find us there. You can find our official page and all of our episodes up mm-hmm. and running.
It's wikiquestshow.org. Portions of Wikipedia are used and licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike License 3.0. Unless they aren't. WikiQuest, to be honest with you, is produced under the exact same license. Oh, yeah, no, and what the listener can do is... Well, if you like us, give us a review, rate us on iTunes, or anywhere else, it's fine, and share with a friend. Elise, do you have a tip to give to the listener?
Clean up your desk. It makes you more productive and makes you feel better.
Unless that's a part of your process. Just go for it. Keep going.
I dropped the fidget cube.
Pick it up.
Oh no. Here it is. Oh, I found it. Oh, he's good. He's not broken. He's a good boy.
It's just like kind of a solid plastic hunk.
Yeah. I don't know. There are a lot of moving parts. I can't keep track of them. I'm stuck on the floor. Oh no. I was under the table. We back. Oh no.
Yeah, we're back.
I'm back. That took a lot more effort than I thought I was going to do.
Oh my god.
I'm really tired.
This isn't being included in the show, you know, right? There's no way we can.
Being included?
No, there's no way we can make this make sense.
Oh. That's okay. No, you should include it.
Oh god, I don't think we can.
If it's funny.
No. Maybe, I don't know. To make this make sense, I got a fidget cube and let Elise borrow it so as a special
believer.
I've been
fidgeting with it all episode, and mm-hmm. then I dropped it.
Yes, and then that happened.
And so, then I dove under the table.
Yes, so that's our story. So all everybody, right. This has been a time. Elise, you need to get some bedtime.
Good night.
I'm Ted Hubisch.
I'm Elise Giannatasio.
Elise, go to sleep.
Bye.